I want to bring in Steve Roberson. Steve is the CEO of Atlas Retail Energy, atlasretailenergy.com. You can go there. You'll see the radio show link, and they're a great sponsor and partner. And Steve's been keeping us up to speed. We've had at least two or three interviews this morning, Steve, where electricity rates, energy rates have come up. Real concern. The New Hampshire legislature recently had a special session to try and provide some electricity rate relief. That's being rolled out. But I'm starting to hear people that are getting these bills, Steve, and they're a lot more than they expected. Let's start, before we talk about some natural gas updates, which are essential to making electricity. You know more now than maybe a month ago. What are we seeing at the top line on this?
Yeah, hey, Jack, good to be with you again. We're actually seeing, in the near term, seeing quite a bit of relief in the natural gas market. We have traded back down to sub-$7 on what we refer to as the spot month, whereas just a few weeks ago, we were just under $10. So we've seen about a 30% downturn in near-term natural gas costs, which is creating a lot of good value for consumers. Now, that's not going to help the tariffed rates that are already set in place and will not change. But right now in the marketplace, there's certainly a good buying opportunity starting to develop, and a lot of that is driven by really the seasons changing. So, you know, as we cool off into sort of early fall, from a weather standpoint, you see domestic demand for natural gas start to wane, which is causing that price point to start to reduce. So some good news in what has been a lot of bad news for ratepayers right now in the New England area.
But yet, Steve Roberson, Atlas Retail Energy, atlasretailenergy.com. Other utilities are now seeing the big, huge, massive increases, correct?
Yeah, so earlier in the summer, Eversource New Hampshire was the first to kind of come out and set rates for this coming winter. We've now seen other utilities, CMP in Maine. We've seen Unitil in New Hampshire. We've seen National Grid in Massachusetts. All of those rates are starting to fall in place, and those are also, they're seeing 100%, 200%, 300% increases depending on the utility. So this is not something that is to be taken lightly from a ratepayer perspective. These increases are coming. And, you know, as we had alluded to in previous conversations over the summer, there's things that can be done. There's strategies that can be put into place to help mitigate that risk. And right now we're seeing certainly strategies that we have deployed save consumers about 50%.
Wow.
So that's nothing to take lightly from our perspective.
And really, you know, everything's individual, but business owners, commercial ratepayers, their bills, I mean, these rates are huge. And if they don't do some of these things and approaches that you do, that you're providing, they're going to be spending a lot more money to run their companies and business. So talk a little more about what you can do to help someone, especially if they have a bigger bill on the commercial side.
Yeah, it's simply a pivot of strategy. That's kind of the mantra that we've been preaching to our client base over the last 6-12 months. When you see these inflationary elevated prices, it's mandatory for consumers, and in this instance, you know, commercial and industrial users, it's mandatory to pivot and to deploy a strategy that helps offset those upside risks. And so what we have been doing is advising clients to buy in what's called the spot market or the LMP market. And we're seeing those rates right now live as we're talking on the phone in New Hampshire. Those rates are about 4 cents per kilowatt hour, whereas the rate from Eversource is 22 cents.
Wow.
So you've got this massive spread between what exists in the real-time market and what Eversource is charging. And so we just, at a high level, we're advising clients to take on that type of approach. And, you know, we're seeing our clients, you know, reduce their costs by, you know, 75-80% in some instances.
Now, my understanding is when you contact someone there, and you can, the best way, of, I don't know if it's website, atlasretailenergy.com, there's no direct upfront cost, right? You're going to want to look over things, consult, work with them, and then implement a strategy, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're not interested in tying in people to an approach that is not beneficial to their business. And so we'll do an upfront assessment. It typically takes us maybe 1 to 3 days, depending on the situation. And we'll come back and we'll say, hey, you know, we think you should do X, Y, and Z. Or if they're in a situation that is beneficial, we'll tell them to stay put and reevaluate at a later date. But all of that upfront intelligence and analysis is done, you know, at no cost to the consumer.
Steve, what's the best way if I'm a commercial user, small business, medium size, or HR, not HR, COO, treasurer, CEO, business owner. Many people wear many hats to run their companies. What's the best way to contact you at Atlas?
Yeah, you can go to our website. On the top right, there's a Contact Us button. Otherwise, in the middle of the landing page, you can see the toggle that you mentioned. Did you hear us on the radio? Simply click there. There's a number right there on the website. It'll ring right to my desk. I'm happy to speak to anybody that's looking for some relief in this market.
Steve Roberson, AtlasRetailEnergy.com. Thank you, Steve.
Jack, thanks so much. Appreciate it.